Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Liz. I am delighted to have the very beautiful Sheena on here with me today. Thank you, beautiful, for joining me.
Absolutely. I'm so excited that we're finally connecting. So, yeah, it's going to be a great day.
It is. It's going to be an amazing interview. I'm actually super excited. I did some little stalking to sort of see, all about what you're doing, and I super love, how passionate you are, especially about health and, making sure that obviously our mental health is really important. But before I get carried away, I would love for you to take some time just to sort of introduce yourself to our beautiful audience.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've never heard of me or seen me before, my name is Sheena Shuey. I have a Bachelor of Psychology, a Master's of Counseling, and a Master's of Social Work. I own and run my own business called Savasana Collective. And most people find me through Instagram or TikTok. So I'm at Sheena Holistic Therapist on there. So most people know me as Sheena the Holistic Therapist. I also run a business where I do business coaching for health professionals called Therapist VA. But besides all of that stuff, I'm just really passionate about people living a life without burnout, anxiety, ADHD symptoms, and relationship issues holding them back. Because I find whether it's in, a lot of my clients in my private practice are female entrepreneurs, business owners, content creators, as well as obviously my business coaching business, health professionals, is that we almost normalize like, oh, if you want to be successful, burn yourself out. Post 1,000 things a day, do all of that, neglect your needs, put your kids first, put your husband first, put everybody else first. And we're just so conditioned to that. And so my job is really just to help you get clarity over your life, really find yourself again, and realize that when you intentionally design your life, you can make it feel however you want it to feel. You can work with your brain however your brain works. So if you're a little bit like me, where I definitely fit the ADHD diagnosis, stop trying to do things like other people, right? Like go with where how your brain works. Go with what feels natural to you, right? I'm more of a morning person, so I like to just bang out my work and my content mostly in the mornings because I'm not as great in the afternoons. Some people are afternoon people, right? So I think I really encourage you to think about all those things in life because if you're an afternoon person and you're going, everybody says morning routines, everybody says I've got to start my job at 9 o'clock. If you have your own business and I'm actually more of an evening afternoon person, I function better then. Start your day at 12 and work till 8 if you want to. Maybe get a workout in, maybe have a sleep in the morning, but just go with what's natural to you. And I think that's really important is when you know yourself well, you can design your life to match you rather than the mold we've all been told. So,
Oh, I love that. No, and I love it so much because, I mean, part of my story and why I've got the Corporate Escapers is that, I got sick, and a lot of it was burnout, and a lot of it was, relationship stress and a whole heap of different things as well. But the fact is that, we're so conditioned that society says that you've got to do this, this, and this at certain parts of your life. But the fact is that, we keep forgetting, like everyone goes, well, it's your life, it's your life, it's your life. But we actually never live our own life. We live it based on everybody else. So we're sitting there scrolling through, socials, comparing ourselves to everybody else, opposed to just staying in our own lane and, being true to who we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's this quote by Carl Jung. He's a famous traditional psychologist, but he's quite spiritual as well. He talks about our collective consciousness. But he has this concept of if you don't know who you are, the world will tell you who to be. So, and that's my job, right? Is to get you solid on. If I don't know myself, who can I choose to be, right? That whole idea of instead of finding yourself, creating yourself, right? So that's my job is to help you go, despite everybody else's expectations, despite what my lecturer told me I should do my business like, my mentor told me this, my mum told me this, my dad told me this. Who do I want to be? What feels naturally light and joyful for me? And I find you would know this as well, being a spiritual person, is that when you follow the crumbs, you end up doing things that you love that are far more aligned with your personality, excuse me, and your style of living, rather than, that corporate mold that we all of us have fallen into at some point and had to escape from, right?
Exactly. And it's interesting though, because I mean, I've done the corporate thing. I did it for 20 odd years, and I literally felt like I was sleepwalking through life. There would be days where I would not even remember how I got to work. I knew I drove to work, but I don't actually remember the drive. Whereas now I feel like every single day I'm living in the moment. And, you okay, yes, you get to experience. I mean, the experiences that you get to have, whether they're good, bad, and everything in between, but it's actually being in that moment and, just allowing things to be, opposed to going, well, I've got to be here at this time. I've got to do this, this, and this, and this, and so regimented that you literally are not even living life.
Exactly. And it's sad because so many of us fall into that. And then I find there's sort of two things that happen. Is one, where, for me as well, this happened where you go, people say, Sheena, get the government job. Okay, I got the government job. I worked my ass off to get certain jobs, only to go, I actually hate this. Right? Or I feel so restrained by this system. And, I have a social work background too. And I find in our field that burnout happens when we fall into industries where the system is so broken. And the burnout comes from, I can't believe nobody's saying anything. Why are we not changing? This is awful. How can we treat people like this? Because you feel stuck in this culture, but then you end up with what we call like the golden handcuffs, right? Of I'm making 120 a year, I'm making 110 a year, and to business owners, that might sound not like much because we're sort of uncapped by our income streams. But it takes a mental shift to go, actually, I can earn more on my own. But that feeling of, oh shit, if I leave this, how am I going to earn money? How am I going to make that kind of money on my own? And feeling that all or nothing, like instead of thinking I can slowly exit, start my business on the side, and then when I'm ready, take the leap. It's this fear of, oh no, I couldn't possibly do that. What if my coworkers find out I'm trying to start my own thing or leave? And so there's this kind of feeling of I couldn't possibly earn that on my own or working for someone else. So even though I'm burnt out, even though I hate this, I actually like the money's good. So, it's that horrible kind of stuck feeling. And that's often what comes through when I'm working with a lot of sort of female leaders, CEOs, and things. It's like they just can't fathom earning that somewhere else or on their own. So,
Yeah.
yeah, it's a horrible place to be.
Yeah. It's more like, we go to work because obviously we have bills, we have responsibilities with it. But imagine if you can go to work to actually create some freedom and actually give back to yourself, because this is one of the things that I love being, an entrepreneur, is the fact that, like last week I had to reschedule this interview because I was really unwell. Now, imagine if you're sitting in corporate and you've got a deadline meeting. Like, I remember days where like I was so sick and I would still have to go into work because you just can't reschedule everything. Whereas now it's living life on my terms opposed to living it on other people's terms.
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing that concept of I'm going to decide who I am. I'm going to decide what my schedule looks like. And that feeling alone is so freeing, even if you're earning half the amount. Like the feeling of going, I can schedule my day how I want to. If I like to work out in the middle of the day, I'm going to do that. If I want to have 2 hours for lunch so I can catch up with my mates and actually put my relationships first rather than last, I'm going to do that. That's the freedom that I think really needs to be emphasized. Like we talk a lot about time freedom and location freedom and money freedom, but that freedom, that what does that actually look like? Of like we're talking about working out when you want to, just having a nap if you want to, just taking a day off because you see that there's an event that you want to go to. There's a lot of networking events that are through the week, and a lot of people who go to them are business owners because people in corporate can't get the day off unless it's months planned in advance, right? So
Exactly. What would be some of the things that, when people are, in this situation where they know that they want to make a change and they know whether or not they're unhappy in their career, they may not even want to start a business. They may just want to change careers. And they need to find out, I'm a big believer that you need to find out who you are first. And, we've talked a lot about that today. What would be some of the, the first things that you get people to work on when they work with you to discover the real them?
absolutely. So one of the exercises I really take my clients through right at the beginning is a future self visualization, and an ideal day of if money was no issue, if time was no issue, if location was no issue, like no barriers, just absolutely dreaming into whatever your dream life would look like. I take them through a visualization where we do the whole day, really get clear about what would you do with your morning? What would your day look like? Who would you spend time with? What does your house look like? Like all of those different things. Where is your house? Is it by the beach? Is it in the mountains? All of that, because I'm a big believer of choose your life first and then design your career and business around that. So if in your visualization, for example, if it's in the mountains and it's somewhere really remote, first of all, that might tell you that you're sick of the hustle and bustle. So your unconscious is showing in that. That's one reason why you might be so remote. But the other thing is that if you're always naturally gravitated to the country, like deep down, you're like, I think I'm a country girl stuck in the city or stuck wherever. It's sort of going, actually, I think I want a remote role so that I can go live somewhere like that. So even just identifying that maybe I want something that's hybrid or remote, that's like a good first step. Do you know what I mean? So getting clarity around that kind of stuff. Maybe you want a job that's like, yeah, a mixed model. Or in your visualization, if you really enjoyed putting on your clothes for the day, the corporate wear, the hair, the makeup, maybe you do like going into a nice office. So that's okay too. So it's asking yourself, what kind of place do I dress like that? Can I feel good like that? All of those sorts of things really help you get clarity about what's a role that I like. And even things like in your visualization, are you working directly with clients? Are you working just on your laptop by yourself? Are you working with a team? All of that can tell you a lot about not only where you're at. Like, so if you're alone, again, you're probably like, I'm done with people for a little bit. Again, your unconscious is showing. But it could also be, I actually get the best work out of myself when I do work alone. And right now, I constantly have to be forced to work with the team, and that's not how I work. So, again, all those little clues about maybe I want a role where I'm independent, maybe I want a role where I can work remotely. And then you can find a career that matches that. Is that clear?
Look, it's actually one of the things that I teach my clients. And it was actually, I love how you said ideal day, because that was actually my defining moment of how I got myself out of, feeling sorry for myself and actually creating my business. And so I can totally relate to it all. And it's a very powerful tool because you have this unlimited options of what you can have, because we're not saying follow society. We're not following, what's on social media. It's your life and it's like your ideal day. Like I always say to people, it's a day that you can't wait to live on repeat. It's like imagine that this day just never ends and you're so excited to wake up for the day. I mean, a lot of us never get to experience that.
We don't even think to think like that. It's very much we're so conditioned to go to school, go to uni, meet your partner, get married, buy a house, have a baby. And so many of us have fallen into that and gone, actually, I've woken up to a life that I hate. Even in developmental psychology, we sort of see trends for different age groups or whatever. And the trend that happens in the 40s is you've gotten everything you wanted. the partner, the kids, the house, the job, and you're deeply unhappy. That's the trend. And isn't it sad that it's so much of a trend that that's what we expect from 40-year-olds? That's the midlife crisis, right? The
Yes.
I'm going to leave my wife and date a 27-year-old, or but that's the feeling, and it's really sad. So I'm really happy that I do feel like there's a bit of a shift of people finally questioning the status quo of going, what the hell are we all doing, right? It's not aligned with our human nature, and even our DNA says, our DNA is wired for a pack mentality, and being in nature, we know that when we're outside in nature, our cortisol goes down, our health improves, all of these things. And so if we're not seeing friends and family regularly, we're not getting outside in nature, we're not sort of only working for part of the day. If our whole life is that work, we don't do anything from like a school night. We don't bother to see anyone on a school night. It's like, are you only living your life 2 days of the week, like on a Saturday and a Sunday? And some people don't even have that. They only have 1 day off a week. It's so disheartening. So I love, this movement of people actually going, that's not for me. And I can feel it. My human instinct is saying, this is not for me.
And I think the trend is also now what I'm seeing is because when I first started my business, 4 years ago, the age group was like 35 to 54. Now it's 24 because I'm finding that the younger generation is actually starting to really make that conscious awareness to actually do what they love, whether or not they want to have that nomad lifestyle, whether or not they want to have a business for themselves. But they are really encouraging a proper work-life balance. And I know it's not ever perfect. There's no such thing as perfect in my world. But, they're really being conscious about creating that lifestyle for themselves as well. And I think that's an amazing and beautiful shift that we are now seeing in the world.
Absolutely. I think something that, I mean, it's not just Gen Z, I have to say. I think most of us, when we were in our teenage years and maybe early 20s, when we're at uni, right, that is when we're questioning everything. Because a lot of the time our lecturers will encourage critical thinking, right? I'm going to question things. And then it's like we just forget all of that and go elsewhere. And I do find that Gen Z actually don't trust authority, which is a good thing, because I think a lot of people just trust their doctors on, without question, and end up taking the wrong medication, getting the wrong diagnosis, all of that. They trust the government unequivocally. They trust the news unequivocally. Everyone talks about recessions and cost of living and all of that. And don't get me wrong, some of that is very real for people. I'm not trying to diminish that. But what I do want to say is that some of the people I know who have lived the best life, who, and I'm not talking about just the millionaires of the world. I think sometimes when I'm saying successful entrepreneurs, people think I'm talking about some asshole billionaire. What I'm really talking about is some of the people I know who have are truly happy, are successful entrepreneurs. They're doing their own thing, thrived during these times. So during the global financial crisis back in 2008, they lost their job, chose a job that they love, thriving 10, 20 years later. It's amazing, right? Same with COVID. I know so many people, don't get me wrong, I know a lot of people who lost their businesses, but then started a business that was more aligned. And because it's aligned with who they are, it just thrives more naturally because it's a more of a reflection of who they are. Does that make sense? So,
Oh, look, 100%, 100%. And I think it's us questioning, and like you're saying, it's like asking the questions because it's coming back to self, opposed to thinking, I always say like society has this little pretty box sitting over here going what you should follow. And like I did that. I did the marriage thing. I've done it twice. I did work. I've raised my son and all those sorts of things. But it was really interesting. A few years ago, my son said to me, Mum, I don't know who you are anymore because he's getting to meet the real me, not the one who had all these masks and labels put on herself trying to fit into society. So it's really interesting how, when you start to come out and start to be yourself, then people start to question, well, who are you? And it's really, that's also a difficult thing too, is then trying to really stay in your lane when you've really discovered the real you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why Gen Z is so good at it, is because they've sort of grown up with a lot more information than us, and they sort of don't trust, they not to say they don't trust people, but they don't trust sort of authority as much as we do. Whereas our generations, 30s, 40s, 50s, are very much just, if somebody was official, take their word for it. They must know more than me. They must know what's best. And then it comes later on where you go, wow, I've just been fed rubbish. And then it is this thing, because once you start to escape from that, the people who are stuck in it go, who do you think you are to start a business? Who do you think you are to travel the world? Who do you think you are to live your best life? It's never the people who are successful that will critique you. It's always the people who are sort of stuck and see you as the, like I don't want to say jealousy always, but I just kind of think you're showing them a mirror of, hey, my life sucked and I changed it. You're unhappy probably, but you're not changing. And it's kind of that they have to sit with that discomfort. And so when we change, when we fully start to lean into ourselves, it's hard because people know us as version one, version three. So when we're now version 11 of ourselves, it's hard for people. And you're going to have two things happen. You're going to have people who weren't really gravitating you towards you before going, oh my gosh, like I went to that event too, or I didn't realize that you were into spirituality or rock climbing or whatever. Let's catch up. Let's do that together. And then you're also going to have the flip side where your family are going to be like, shouldn't you buy a house? Why are you spending money on your business when actually a business has far better returns as an asset than a house? But people who are so conditioned to, oh, that is that a great move? Like, oh, maybe you should just take that government job. Maybe you should just take that role with the council. All of those things. So it's hard for them because they're so conditioned. And so you're gonna really find your tribe of people who are like, yes, let's go all in. Let's do this together. And there's gonna be people who you're gonna have to let go of because they're just gonna hold you down otherwise. I heard that really good analogy of it the other day of when crabs are in a bucket. If a crab tries to get out, the other ones will pull it
Get
down and they end
down.
up all dying and perishing together. As awful as that is, that's what happens. Like, if you're not willing to let go of those people who are just not at that same level, it's hard. I'm not saying you have to cut everyone and cut all the cords and cut and run, but what I am saying is, like, be very mindful of your energy, mindful of your mindset when you're around those people. And it doesn't have to be that, hey, we can't be friends anymore. It's more of just slowly over time distancing yourself and spending the majority of your time with those other free spirits who are much more aligned with who you are now.
Oh my God, that is like I think that's like everybody needs that lesson because it's really, really difficult, being an entrepreneur and taking that road less traveled. And a lot of the times you're going to be the first person in your family that is going to start a business. And I got given a piece of advice that was that, there's two people who you should go and talk to when you start a business, person who's made it and the person who hasn't, because you're going to get the really good polar, difference between it. And generally speaking, the people that may not have made it, they might see themselves as unsuccessful, but they've actually were successful because they gave it a try. And it takes so much courage to be able to start a business, to take that road less traveled. So I just want to say you are absolutely amazing. I love your passion, for what you do. How can people work with you?
Absolutely. So if you wanna, start really getting into my world, a really good place to start is my podcast. So I also have a podcast too called the 4Q podcast. It's on all the major Spotify, Apple, all the places you get it. Otherwise, yeah, finding me on socials at Sheena Holistic Therapist. But I'm actually going all in on my new offer that's coming next month. So we have the Clarity Collective membership where, yeah, we can work together. It's either group coaching or one-to-one coaching. But also you can just join the membership where it's a members hub and a Facebook community. So we're going to have a few tiers of that, but that's a really good place as well. Or if you're a health professional looking to start a business, the best place to work with me is at Therapist VA. So one's more about I support the psychology, the mindset of female leaders and entrepreneurs. That's Sheena, the holistic therapist. And then if you're looking to start a business and you're a health professional, Therapist VA is where it's at.
I love it. I love it. So before we end, I normally ask people five quick fire questions. These are just random questions. So are you a beach or a country person?
Beach.
Oh my God, yes, you're my girl. Coffee or tea in the morning?
Coffee.
Yes, absolutely. Now, would you prefer to travel by boat or plane?
Oh, that's a tough one because I'm such a beach person. I love the ocean. But that being said, I don't like cruise holidays. So actually, plane, because some of the best places I've been to, you have to get there by plane. So.
Absolutely. And would you prefer to curl up and watch a movie or read a book?
Oh, I've just gotten back into reading. So that's a tough one. But honestly, I think watching a movie.
Yep. And the last question would be, who would you love to sit down and have a conversation with?
Oh my gosh. Probably Brené Brown, because she's a
Oh.
social worker and I'm a social worker. So, yeah.
Oh, her book, is it Into the Wilderness? Yes, it's amazing. So yes, love it. Well, I want to say thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm going to pop all the details of how you can reach out to Sheena below in all of the links. So make sure you go ahead and follow her. If you have any questions on today's episode, leave us a comment and we'll get back to you as well. I want to say thank you so much to Sheena for joining us. And I want to make sure you follow your dreams and live life to the fullest. Love and light to you all.